Hey, welcome. This lesson is called Chopping Jungle Breaks with Groove Preserved, and it's an intermediate Ableton walkthrough. We're going to chop a classic Amen style break, keep the micro timing and swing intact, and turn those chops into punchy drum and bass parts that lock to your bass and synths. I'll walk you through a reliable Ableton workflow, stock device processing chains for grit and punch, and arrangement and sound design ideas, so your tracks roll and hit hard. Quick heads up, I assume you already know clip editing, drum rack or simpler basics, and routing in live. If you have sweet, I'll call out extra sampler and drum bus options as we go. Ready? Let's dive. Section 1. Preparation. First, set your project tempo to a DNB target. Think 160 to 175 BPM. Drag your break audio into an audio track. Pick a tight 1 to 4 bar excerpt with a clear transient map. Amen, Apache, or Funky Drummer are perfect. Important rule number 1. Keep one authoritative, unwarped copy of the original break. This is your timing reference and your groove source. Step 1. Keep the original timing. Open the clip view and disable warp on that original clip. Don't warp before slicing. Warping can smear micro timing and ruin the swing. Right-click the clip waveform and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. When the slice dialog opens, pick these options. Slicing preset. Transient. That slices at detected transients instead of forcing notes to a grid. Sensitivity. Start around 30 to 55%. Lower for dense kits, higher for sparse ones. Aim for one slice per actual drum hit, not dozens of tiny micro slices. Slicing target. Drum rack. Live will create a drum rack with simpler instances and a MIDI clip mapped so the notes reflect the original timing. That's how we preserve groove. Step 2. Clean and audition slices. Open the drum rack. Solo pads and audition hits. Zoom into each sample start and trim only a little. 1 to 8 milliseconds, if you need to remove bleed or click. Over-trimming kills attack, so small moves only. In each simpler set, use one-shot or classic for percussive slices. Turn looping off. AMP envelope. Attack 0 to 3 ms. Decay between 80 and 300 ms depending on the slice. Sustain near 0 to low. Release 10 to 30 ms. Turn the default filter off unless you need it. Normalize chain volume so chains sit sensibly relative to each other. Step 3. Preserve and extract the groove. With the unwarped source clip selected, drag it into the groove pool. Name the groove something useful like Amen Swing and include the tempo in the name if you like. You'll thank yourself later. Now open the MIDI clip that Lev created with the slices and assign that groove in the clip view groove menu when useful. Groove settings to try. Timing. Start 80 to 100%. Quantize. 0%. We don't want to quantize away the nuances. Velocity. 15 to 35% to transfer dynamics. Random. 5 to 10% for subtle humanization. Amount. 70 to 100%. Adjust to taste. This audio version is shortened for playback.